Well, the big problem is too timid and incorrect fiscal policy. We have this overriding, paralyzing fear of debt and deficit, and we do need to do something in the long run to control the structural deficit. But we confuse that with the debt today. And so we now have shifted to a constraining fiscal policy at a time of slow economic growth. We had a very stimulative policy in the United States after the Great Recession, monetary policy, and now fiscal policy turned to constraint at the wrong time, leaving us with very slow growth. If we would stimulate, if we would spend a little more at the federal level, yes, it would create a little more deficit in the short run, but it would create greater growth in gross domestic product. And so the relationship between debt and gross domestic product would actually improve, even though there's a little more debt. And so this fear of debt prevents us from moving forward with a proper economic policy that now most analysts believe. Even the Wall Street Journal came out on Friday supporting this view.
What is driving this focus on constraint?
I think it's the confusion between long run and short run. There is a long-term need to deal with our structural deficit, but that relates to entitlements programs. But we confuse that with the short run that we're piling up debt, so to speak, and therefore we must take immediate action. So therefore we shouldn't stimulate the economy because we should be fearful of this short-term debt. And that's where the incorrect view comes.
What about at the state level here in Florida? Are we dealing with the same issues?
We have the same misguided policies. State leaders continually say how much they're in favor of creating jobs. But this is somewhat hypocritical when they don't take actions to do so. The actions have been primarily, let's cut regulations, let's reduce taxes. Florida already has low taxes, relatively speaking, and moderate regulation. Sure, would it improve things in the short term a little bit? Yeah, it might. But what it ignores is the big programs that we could do, things like expanding transportation facilities and borrowing some money to do that. This is the time to expand that. Or building more educational facilities. Those kinds of capital facilities could be readily financed by our growth in our economy. And most importantly is the rejection of the Affordable Care Act.
What kind of effect does the rejection of the Affordable Care Act have in this picture?
Well, the rejection basically turned away federal money to pay for an expansion of Medicaid. It would have covered almost 1 million additional Floridians who don't have insurance. That would reduce costs at the emergency room and charitable care for those of us who pay, and it would stimulate job growth in this state. I estimate at least 25,000 jobs. Now, the state argues that they fear that the federal government won't live up to its promise to pay 99% of the cost in the first few years and 95% over the long term. But even if that fear is somehow true, this is a huge job-creating program. Our state has job creation programs where if a company would come to Florida and offer 25,000 high-paying medical area jobs for little or no cost in the short run, our state would fall all over itself to attract that firm. And yet we reject the Affordable Care Act.
So some of this is a perspective issue.
Yeah, and some of it's ideologically driven that we want government to shrink, that the Affordable Care Act is federalizing health care. Those arguments pale relative to the stimulative effect and the beneficial effect on health in the state of Florida, which would improve the productivity of our labor force and reduce costs at the emergency room and at charitable care in the hospitals. There's an overwhelming economic argument made that this is the time to stimulate the economy by taking bolder actions, including accepting the Affordable Care Act, because it is so stimulative in addition to creating higher and better health care in the state.
Do you think that this policy of focusing on constraint will change on a national or a global scale?
It appears to be changing. We're getting calls all across the globe now from Mario Draghi, who is the head of the European Central Bank, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Most major reputable economists now are supporting some additional spending to stimulate economies, for they recognize that we cannot control the debt and the deficit problem if we don't get stronger growth. We need to deal with our structural problems in the long run, but we need to deal with our growth problems in the short run.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.